Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report, episode number 62, to be exact, for Wednesday, July 26th, 2023. And this show is sponsored by TLB Talk, and that is the Liberty Beacon Project's newest website, and that is a social media website where you can say what needs to be said. This show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, and our TLB, and the co-host and good friend of mine and fellow patriot is Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in after I get through this normal intro. The title of today's show is Concerned Questions and Blatant Answers. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. And we talk about that every week. That's the focus of this show every week. That's the point of even doing this show. Let me state that again. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country ever increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. The biggest issue we have, we the people in this country today, is the slaughter of our First Amendment. Yeah. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, and she's just been through some troubles and finally got the network back and looking good and working phenomenal. She's a lady who works real hard to bring information and news to you. So if you can, please do us all a favor and donate. But we're not just talking about Annie's network, although we are. Shake and Wake Radio. Again, Andy's been a friend of mine for a decade. But also, this show is broadcast live on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. And I'll say the same thing I say to you guys every single week, because maybe some of you haven't heard it, and the rest of you, well, you can go grab a cup of coffee or something. But the thing here is that you really want to help these platforms out, and they do count on the generosity of those who listen. Those who listen to the platform they put there to help keep you informed, okay? And if you are somebody who donates to these platforms, they appreciate the hell out of you. But if you're somebody who donates this month and maybe 2 months down the road and then maybe another month down the road and so on and so forth, and a different amount each time, then what they have is no continuity. And it's not your fault. You're helping. But if you want to help even more, I'm not asking you to donate more. Although if you wish to, please do. They're all worth the extra money. Okay? But what I'm telling you is if you really want to give them some peace of mind in what they can do going forward, then as I say each week, add up what you usually donate over the course of the year, divide it by 12. The next time you go in, put that number in there and click the little button that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation. If, in fact, you didn't increase the number, then you're not giving out any more than you were. But what you are doing is giving each one of these platforms a little bit of peace of mind because they know what their budget can be each month. And with that, they can give you bigger, badder, better, faster. That's not a joke. I've been doing this for over 15 years. I've seen this happen. So if you really like these platforms, no matter which one you're listening to this show on, please consider making a reoccurring donation to each one of these or the platform that you are listening to at the time. And again, that is Shake and Wake Radio, PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Okay? Stephen, have I got this right?
Yes, sir. Got it all right.
Okay, let me finish this up real quick because you and I, yep, gunfight at the OK Corral and it's not you and I shooting at each other. Okay, our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLVTalk.com. Okay, a link to any references used in this show presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published by the libertybeacon.com by noon central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points that we used in this show. So now it's down to business. What is the title of the show again? Eagle's Eye Report, Concerned Questions and Blatant Answers. Today will be another shoot from the hip discussion between Stephen and myself. Last week's show was a telltale that this is a great forum for the two of us to speak up and out. Hard-hitting questions and to-the-point answers. Will this be the forum every single week? No, it won't. But I get spoiled easily, and doing a active show where Stephen says more than six words, I kind of like that too. So how are you today, Stephen, and are you ready for this?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I caught a couple of fish this morning, and I caught two fish yesterday.
How long were you there for?
I got there Monday night and spent the night there with my stepdad at his trailer on a lake.
Cool.
Not a lake, sorry, river. And then we got up Tuesday morning, and I almost said Sunday.
Yeah, I heard that. Go ahead.
And went out fishing about 7 a.m. and caught
10
some
pounder.
Fish. Yeah, well, a 12-pounder, the first one was. First one was the biggest one, and they got smaller after that.
Well, I saw a picture of you holding on to one of them, and that sucker looked pretty big.
Yeah.
It did. So, very, very good. Glad that you actually caught some fish. Glad you got to unwind a little bit and get away from it all. And you should have left your phone at home. That way, even someone like me couldn't have bothered you. All right. So why don't you throw the first question out? What I will do is respond to it, and then let's hear what you have to say. Okay.
Okie dokie. Where does government censorship actually rate on the scale of ultimate tyranny?
Okay. I love that question simply because it brings something out into the open that most people aren't aware of. And for anybody listening, there's only three talking points to this show, so it's not going to be 30-second answers, okay? What Stephen and I are going to do is we're going to tell you not only what we think, but what we've seen and what we've experienced. Neither one of us is 15 years old, so you're going to hear these things, okay? And try and fit them with what's going on in your life, okay? Where does government censorship actually rate on the scale of ultimate tyranny? What is the First Amendment? Stephen, obviously, that has some significance, right? It's the very First Amendment, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And basically what that says is you have the right to say things, right?
Right again.
Okay. So if I see tyranny going on, but my government won't let me tell anybody, then that's treason, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
it's sedition at least. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So what we are talking about is what is the importance of your ability to say what you know to be true? In other words, what is the value of your First Amendment right? Because that is what censorship takes away. Now, what I want you all to understand is when we make something out of something like this, all of a sudden we're talking about, oh my God, and you can't talk and censorship. But what most people don't understand is, put it into perspective, people, there's a Bill of Rights. What's the first one? Not the second one, not the 10th one, not the 15th one, the very first one. What is it? It's your ability to talk. It's your ability to communicate. It's your ability to know the truth. Freedom of speech. Most people do not seem to understand that the First Amendment, if it goes away, forget about it. America is dead. It is no longer a constitutional republic. It's not even a democracy. And I almost puke every time an American calls this a democracy. But at that point, it's not even a democracy. It's totalitarian. So what is the most important right out of all of them? And why is it number one? Why did the founders, those who wrote the Constitution, those who wrote the Bill of Rights, those who fought for independence for the 13 colonies, why did they make that number one? When you lose the right to speak, everything follows. And Stephen, I'd like your opinion on this too.
Well, the commandment goes, thou shalt not stop your neighbor from speaking out. Doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know,
I want your idea of what censorship is like in this country today, because I've never heard that on air. So we've all got you here talking. So we're talking right now about First Amendment literally being itch bay slapped right away from your face. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, you know, it's government doing it, so it's okay, right? No, I mean,
I knew you were going to say that.
It can't be illegal if government does it. That's what most of the puppets in the past have said. It's not illegal if the president does it.
Absolutely.
That's what George W. Bush said that, and Barry Sotaro said that too, and probably most of the other puppets. But
yes.
I've always been. I thought about it. I acquiesced for a long, long time, but you know, once you start to put the pieces together, once you start to find out that government's not the good guys, it's time to smash the bully in the nose. That's what my stepdad always tried to tell me, because people would pick on me a lot when I was a kid, and he would say, just smash them in the nose, and they won't pick on you anymore.
I would tell you right now, there is probably the lowest point of trust between the American people, we the people, and this government in anything I've ever seen. The trust in government today has fallen literally through the floor. And every single day that Joe Bob stays in office, it gets even worse. And it's not even so much that it's his fault. We know the guy's brain dead or getting real close to it. We know he has physical issues. We can see them. Okay? It's not him. He's not smart enough to run this country. What he is the perfect yes man. What he is a person who will do whatever he's told, and that's it. End of story. And it is because of that fact that he is so compromised. It's insane. And for anybody out there listening who says, what do you mean he's compromised? Take a look at what's going on in Congress. Take a look at the hearings going on in Congress. Take a look at the calls for an impeachment inquiry for Joe Biden. Take a look at the calls for, and I could go on and on. The chaos right now in Washington, D.C. is beyond anything I can even imagine. And the tyranny is being hidden by all that chaos. Would you agree with that, Stephen?
Yes, I would. Sorry, I was taking a drink and I was muted.
That's all right. I did my other live show the other day, and for the first 15 seconds after we came back from the break, I was talking, but I was muted. Finally, the producer said, Roger, you're muted. I was like, oh!
And that was brilliant stuff, too.
Yeah, it was. And then the producer, Sammy, says, just say it over again. And I was like, yeah, okay. Anyway. So the point here is what we are looking at today is the biggest level of tyranny we have ever seen in America outside of the Act of 1871, which we're not even going to go into today. But if anybody wants tyranny in America, that nothing will ever beat that. But at the same point, what we are looking at today is the culmination of all of those who consider themselves to be the global elitists, their plans. This is the culmination of it. This is what Stephen and I have been talking about for 10, 15 years, telling everybody it's coming. and we were called idiots, and we were called tinfoil hat wearers, and we were called blah, 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 blah. We were. Except that look around you today. And the thing of it is, if you're aware of it, because you walked it right up to the goalpost, if you're aware of it and aware of what's going on, you are now an enemy of the state. Where have I got that wrong, Stephen?
Nowhere that I know. I can see. Nowhere.
Okay, so have we answered the question appropriately?
Yeah, I just wanted to add some little something to
Please
it.
Please do.
As we only do have three questions today.
No. We've got 3 points of discussion.
Yes, 3 points of discussion. Correct. I posted something yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago. I don't remember now. It was either Monday or Tuesday. It was a video of some sort of a movie. It was just a clip, about 2 minutes of this movie. And I presumed from the clip that there was a man and a woman. They were brother and sister. And they were arguing about public schooling and that.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Abhorrent. But anyways, the man played by Viggo Mortensen of the Lord of the Rings fame.
Yeah.
He's arguing with his sister, and she wants him to put his children into the public school system, and arguing back and forth, and he ends up yelling upstairs to her two sons. The first son's like 11 years old. Or no, the first son's like 13, I thought, he said. But it goes something like, what is the Bill of Rights? And the kid doesn't really know. He gives some kind of a crazy, stupid answer. And he asked the 14 or 15-year-old boy what the Bill of Rights was. And he says, well, it's something to do with government. Something about something, but he didn't really know either. And then he calls his own 8-year-old daughter downstairs and asked her what the Bill of Rights was, and she just starts rattling it off. And he says, no, don't give me a regurgitated answer that you've read about. Just give me in your own words. And then she starts going about tyranny and this, that, and the other thing. And it's pretty profound words because she clearly knew a lot more than her, yes, her 13 and 14-year-old cousins. And then the sister finally breaks down and says, okay, all right, you win this argument here. But or at this point, anyways. But
that is what most people don't understand, and you keep making these brilliant points, which is why I want you to talk more in these shows. What most people don't understand is that the amount of tyranny that's going on with your children, it has been spoken over and over again in within these elite castes or any offshoot castes, okay, that, grabbing a hold of the children is the very first thing that needs to be done in order to corrupt and take over society. So, look, is that I don't want to cut you off, but that's pretty much where that ends, right?
Yeah. I wasn't going to go on anymore. Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know, and I just didn't want to be rude and just start something else, and you say, "Well, I wasn't done yet." Well, just slap me next time.
Nope. It's all good.
All right, but okay, let's go with the school thing for a second here. But that's not one of the main three topic points, but it falls in between them. Let's go to the school thing. Because what we have today is a state that firmly believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that the children belong to them and not to you. This is not a joke. It's not a guess. I've said on this show, and I'll repeat it, I won't go through the whole thing, that in the state of Washington and several other states, if you tell your child he can't or she cannot do something, okay, they can, either through school or a number they have, call. Somebody will come and pick them up, and on their way out the door, they can tell their parents, "You can't tell me what to do anymore. Don't expect me home for dinner. I won't be here." And they walk out the door. The only way you're going to get that child back is to have conversations with them. And you're probably going to be required by the state to go in and converse with your child.
Yes.
At which point, the only way you're going to get your child home is to promise your child that you're not going to do these things to him or her anymore. In other words, what the state has just done is two things. They have proven to you that they have more control over your child than you do. And two, they have proven to you that your child has more control over you now than you have over them.
I just thought of something here, Roger, that can it's very, very shocking and eye-opening. The word register, most of us know you register your car with the state. The state effectively owns it. Most of us know you put your money in the bank. The bank effectively owns your money. What's to say you register your child? They don't actually own your child, but they do. In a sense.
Yes. And the biggest point here is not so much what's in the paperwork in the background as it is what do you make available to this child. Again, we've got children today that are 6, 7, 8, 9 years old that are having what? Drag queen days in school. They come home, they sit down, they look at their mother, they got a big smile on their face, and they say, I had so much fun today. You know, this person came in and said, you know, you're a boy, but if you want to be a girl, and they had beautiful clothes on, and we got snacks, and we sang songs, and I want to do that. And the mother looks at the child and draws her head back and winces her eyes down and goes, you're kidding. And the kid goes, no. And so the mother says, and you've all heard me say this, when you're 18 years old, if that's what you want to do, you can do that. But right now in this house, you're not going to do that. Okay? That kid goes to school. The next day, there is a state worker knocking on your door saying you will either relent or we will take your child away. How many of you think I just bullcrapped you?
Or you're being arrested.
And this is not a joke. This is the country you live in today. And you need to understand something. A country cannot fail unless there is infighting. Today we have one group of people being slammed against another group over and over again. We are seeing hostilities started between one group and another by the government or the deep state intentionally to cause us to have issues with each other, to cause friction. You cannot make massive changes in a society unless a society is in turmoil. And if you don't think that's not where the hell they're trying to drag us, you're a moron. Well, maybe not a moron. Maybe just an idiot. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I've seen these videos, and I don't know if you've probably seen them too, but that comes from some kind of a rally, probably out in San Francisco or something. But the LGBTQ crowd, they started chanting some sort of a thing that we're gay and we're coming for your children.
Yep.
Or we're trans or we're coming for your children or something like that. They just come right up with it.
Absolutely. And what you need to consider is the easiest way to break a society down is to first destroy the family unit. Now, y'all heard what we said 2 weeks ago. Y'all heard what we said last week. Y'all heard what we just said now. If there's anyone listening to this who doesn't believe that the deep state, the government, doesn't have within its mindset the destruction of the family unit, then you explain to me why our children are being taught lies. Then you explain to me why what Steve and I just talked about is a reality. You explain to me, when was the last time you saw a government in this country so hostile to the family unit? Don't say never, because all you have to do is look today. The family unit is an obstruction to what they wish, and it is being destroyed. Have I got that wrong, Steve?
No, you haven't. All of these people, basically since the 60s, the government broke the black families all over the country. Most of them say when they join a gang, you know, they say they don't have a family at home, and the gang loves us, and the gang becomes our family.
Becomes our family.
In so many words, and that's basically the same thing as a gang member.
Yep.
With the LGBTQ, they come out in their videos and say the same thing. Well, you don't. Your mother, your father doesn't love you. Your parents don't love you. They treat you like crap. But we'll accept you and we'll love you.
Well, and what we are doing is dividing. Well, we're dividing the family unit, which is the basic unit of any society. If you can destroy the family unit, you can literally stand back and watch the society self-destruct. And this is in full swing. This is not a joke. And anybody who thinks that we're just talking about the education system, no! Want me to, I don't know, put a little bit more reality right upside your head? The United States is the most medically, supposed to be, the most medically advanced nation on the planet, with the largest medical budget by an extremely large margin. Except we have the most critically ill, the most chronically ill society on the planet. Wait a minute. Most of these big pharma companies are home-based in the United States. We outspend everybody else on the planet by huge factors when it comes to health care. We have the most chronically ill society on the planet, and our children are the most chronically ill children on the planet with the highest levels of autism anywhere. But guess what? For the last 50 years, we've been the most vaccinated society on the planet, too. And one of these days, Steve and I are going to do a show on just vaccines. Let me give you a warning on that. I have written and researched about 1,000 articles. Not a joke. Go to the Liberty Beacon, put my name in, hit enter. On vaccines. When we get to that show, it will be blood and guts, because the biggest wrecking ball society has seen under the guise of a medication are vaccines. And we will get to the base of that. But right now, if you look at the vaccine issue globally, people like me and people like Steve will tell you that that was an implement for a massive slim down of the global population. So where is there any good in any of this, Steve? Any of it?
Yeah, I hear you. You about ready for the break?
Yeah, I need a breath. Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. So do me a favor, all right? Do yourself a favor. If there are things you know you need to talk about, and there are friends you know you need to discuss this with, and you can't do it on Facebook, and you can't do it on YouTube, and you can't do it on Instagram, go to TLB Talk. As long as you're not saying something illegal, as long as you are not being vulgar beyond belief, anything on this planet can be said with respect. Anything you wish to say can be said on TLBTalk.com. All right. I want to jump back into this, but I don't, because this is probably the deepest show Stephen and I have been in together, whereby we are constantly trading information instead of me talking for almost an hour. And we're lucky if Stephen put three words together. Okay, this is the kind of show I like doing with Stephen. But Stephen, what we're looking at right now is humanity is on a cliff's edge. We know for a fact that there is a global elitist that says, for a fact, they're going to take over this planet. They're going to rule the planet. And we either like it or we don't like it. And if we don't like it, we're going bye-bye. We also know there's a massive plan underway to reduce global population, because the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, said if we do a really good job of depopulation, she actually said that in front of the whole country. So that's why they don't ever want Kamala being president, because she couldn't keep a secret if her life depended on it. But what we are looking at today is all of the things that people like Stephen and I for the last 15 years have been warning people about. So, Stephen, let's go to another point and warn people a little bit more. And when I tell you about Stephen, understand something. I've only known Stephen for 2.5 years. But I've known him long enough to understand I want to keep knowing him.
Well, don't forget, I was on TLB, the Liberty Beacon radio network.
Yes, you were.
Many.
Well, I'm talking about at the level I know you now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. It's only been a couple of years. And I'm enjoying that, because what you find out when you get a chance to actually talk to people is if they're actually smarter, they're just pretending to be.
Right.
I'm going to let you guess which one Stephen is. If Stephen was stupid, we wouldn't be doing this show. All right, Stephen. You wanted to go to another point.
Sure.
So I'll shut up for a second.
After all we know, why, after all we know, the COVID jabs are still being required, especially for vulnerable children.
Yeah, this is something I don't know anything about. To me, the vaccines are the biggest lie and the biggest line of tyranny ever thrown in humanity's face in the history of humanity. There are a lot of you out there who are going to say things like, hey, you know, so they don't work so well. So Big Pharma's making a lot of money. You know, there was a massive pandemic on and they did the best they could. This is what they want you to believe, because what we're finding out right now is that the vaccines you were coerced or forced into taking don't work at all. They don't work at all. Not a little bit. They don't work at all. Not only do they not work at all, but they do damage to each and every person they're put into. Well, hold on a second. What are you talking about, Roger? What do we know? Why can you say that? Well, we know for a fact that the immune system is knocked to its knees for every shot you get. After the first one, your immune system's on its knees, but after a couple of weeks, it sort of struggles back up. After the second shot, it goes to its knees, but it might not come back up for a month. After the third shot, some researchers are saying, forget about it, you ain't got one no more. Okay? But, okay, these were given to us as vaccinations. Meaning, if we receive these, we will not be able to acquire the virus, what they call the virus COVID-19. And they forced how many people out of our military? How many people out of government jobs? How many people out of public positions until that was changed? How many? So we have seen the destruction of commerce, the destruction of military, the destruction of school systems, the destruction of businesses, all because of what? All because of a vaccine.
Previous to Joe Bob here, they forced people to retire at 60 in the military. But now Joe Bob is taking seniors into the military.
That's he doesn't have any choice because he's pretty much destroyed the military as it was when I was in there. And I spent 30 years either in or working for the military. So let me drag this on just a little bit more. Okay. We're looking at a system today where our military is no longer capable, not at the level it used to be. So we're talking about what's happening to America right now. We're talking about a vaccine that they are still telling you your children need to take before they go to school each year. We're talking about a vaccination that has never and never will qualify as a vaccine. How many of you out there have done any research on vaccines? Because what Stephen alluded to before he brought me into this is the fact that Roger's written close to 1,000 articles, well-researched articles on vaccines. And if you take a look today, if you take a look at how many people have been damaged, if you take a look at how many children have died, this becomes the most destructive pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity. And if you give me the lame excuse that Pfizer and the government should not be responsible because they had to rush this into production because of a massive pandemic that would have killed off most of the planet. First off, that's an absolute lie and that's been proven. The second off is how many people do you think have not been vaccinated on this planet? Out of 8.5 billion, it's estimated that as many as 6 billion could be vaccinated. Stephen, what do you think the biggest fallout from that is? And then we'll be done with this and we can go to another point. What do you think the biggest fallout of this vaccine program is going to be?
Well, when people do find out what the truth is, they're going to, hopefully, they're going to question their authorities, the doctors, people that, the people that forced them to do what they had to do.
I'm going to take that to the next level because that's exactly what I expected you to say, and that's a good thing to put out. But I'm going to take it to the level Roger usually takes it to, which is way the hell over that. Okay, we're talking about people taking a vaccine, people having to take a vaccine, what's called a vaccine, because it's not. It doesn't keep your body from getting a virus. It doesn't keep your body from storing a virus. It doesn't keep you from transmitting a virus. Thus, a vaccine has to do all three of those things. This doesn't, so it's not a vaccine. It doesn't. So it's not a vaccine. But anybody here who thinks that the myocarditis that is killing our children is the worst case here, anybody who thinks that the liver damage that's killing so many people is the worst case here with these vaccines, anybody who thinks any of these are the worst case scenario, you've really missed something on all of this. And that's this. I just got done telling you that two-thirds of the global population, could be as many as two-thirds of the global population, has been vaccinated, either fully vaccinated or at least multiple shots. When the spike proteins enter the body, guess where they go? In a normal vaccine, what is a real vaccine, they stay right in the area of the shot. And then the blood supply comes in with the white blood cells and the whole nine yards, and it makes the antibodies, and everything's cool. When you get the COVID shot, they give you the shot. It goes throughout your entire body. The spike proteins center in the liver. They center in the heart and other organs. We already know this. But how many of you out there know that one of the main concentration points of the spike proteins in your body is testes or ovaries? What we have is an accumulation of destructive spike proteins into the reproductive organs of 6 billion human beings. And guess what that causes? How about a little bit of sterility here? How about how many mothers are having spontaneous abortions? How about how many mothers are having spontaneous births? How many mothers out there? And I could go on and on. Fertility, infertility, and the fact that your sperm and your eggs will be eaten alive by spike protein. Anybody out there who thinks that the myocarditis is the worst part of these shots? No! Anybody out there who believes that anything else is the worst part of this shot? No!
Hey, Roger.
But when you sterilize 6 billion people, how the hell do you beat that?
Roger, just a few minutes ago, you mentioned Kamala Harris saying about if we do a really good job, we could bring down the population.
She used the word depopulation. That's the word she used.
Yeah, well, that's basically the same thing Bill Gates said a few years ago, too, in an interview or a TED Talk or something like that, whatever that was, that if we do a really good job, you know, we can...
vaccines, yeah, we can cut the population down by 10 to 14%.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yep. See, I do a lot of vaccine research.
Yep.
And he not only said that, but it's true. But let's take a look at what Joe Bob's doing, okay? Joe Bob was doing, okay? How many people's lives did Joe Bob absolutely destroy with his mandates? Okay? How many people can literally sue the government for that because they didn't get full disclosure? How can Rogers say they didn't get full disclosure so that they couldn't give informed consent? Why can Rogers say that? Well, let me explain something to you. Let's tell you first off how crooked these entities actually are. How many of you are aware, and some of you will be, slap your head and go, oh my God, oh yeah. How many of you are aware that Pfizer, and it wasn't just Pfizer, but Pfizer was the main player, okay, tried to hide 1,200 plus dangerous or deadly side effects to the vaccine for 75 years. And the judge finally said, no, I ain't going to allow this. But they put, and the government is the one who petitioned for it at the request of Pfizer. Your government requested that.
Two things that most people don't know, but I do. It is 100% illegal federal law to willingly and knowingly participate in a fraud. And also, fraud has no statute limitations whatsoever.
No. And very, very, very good point. But what we're looking at right here, right now, is there is no way in hell that you can tell me, okay, I don't care who else you try to tell. You probably can't tell Stephen either that the vaccines are safe and effective. If the vaccines are safe and effective, first off, why are you calling it a vaccine? It isn't. It doesn't do anything a vaccine is supposed to do. It's not a vaccine. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is, if we take a look at all of the people damaged, and we can see this much better in hindsight than we could up front, if we count all of the people who have been damaged globally by this vaccine, we will find that it is by far the most destructive and deadly pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity. But yet, if you go take a look at the list of vaccines your kids are required to get before they go to school each year, you want to bet there's a COVID-19 vaccine booster on there? How much do you want to bet? How much? Why? Steve, why?
Oh, I thought you were asking.
No, the first time it was just for everybody. The second time it was for you.
I see. Okay. Why? Well, because they have to defend every lie to the death at this point.
I not only agree with that, but I'm going to say something that's a little bit off the beaten path, but it will explain what you just said, okay? They have to tell a lie. They don't have a choice. The circumstances all around it put them in a situation where they have to lie. The problem here is that they have to remember the lies they told before this lie so that this lie actually makes sense. Now, I'm going to explain to you what I'm talking about because I think Steven's chuckling in the background. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about, okay? I don't lie. Anybody who knows me will tell you that I am a stickler at not lying. Now, for anybody out there who believes that Roger doesn't lie because he has class, because he's got style, because he's got honor, because he... No! Roger doesn't lie because he's too damn lazy to lie. Why is he too lazy to lie? Why would he even say that? I'm 69 years old. I could have been telling lies my entire life, except when somebody comes up to me 10 years ago, I haven't seen in 10 years, and tells me something I said, and I haven't got a clue because I never did that. It was one of my lies. So if you are a consummate liar, what that means is you have to remember every single lie you've ever told and every single lie you've built upon that lie with. And if you forget any one of those pieces, the whole house of cards could come crumbling down around you, in which case whoever you're talking to looks at you and says, well, you're nothing but a liar. So it's not a matter of, okay, we never lie because it's always more honorable to tell the truth. Roger always tells the truth because he's too lazy to lie. Now, that was said in humor, but what it refers to is a government that has told so many lies, and Stephen, back me up on this. Today, we're listening to Kamala Harris do a speech, and we're saying, that's not what she said last week. She lied. We're listening to Joe Biden talking, and we're saying, no, 2 weeks ago, he said this. He's lying. If you take a look at what's going on right in front of your face, your own government is lying to you from 1 week to the next, and I dare anybody to prove me wrong. Because yep. I will prove you wrong so fast, it's insane.
Yep, I've made a meme a couple times over the past 10, 12 years since I've had Photoshop and other things. I've put government officials up there at the microphone or being interviewed on some of the political pundit shows or something like that, and they'll say something like, yeah, we've been caught lying 17,438 times, but we're not lying this time.
The problem with lying is you have to remember every single lie, and it doesn't work for most people. They're not smart enough. I don't lie, and it has nothing to do with me being too lazy. I don't lie simply because what I do. I spent, I don't know, 30 years doing something that today I look back on and go, if I knew then what I know now, I never would have done that. I look back on the 30 years I spent working for the military-industrial complex now, and I shiver and I shake and I go, are you freaking kidding me? Do I think I did horrible things? No, I didn't. But if war breaks out, how much of that was what I actually did? How much am I responsible for? The point here is everything we are looking at today is built on lies, multiple lies. And what you see is that when they get up to the podium, and this is how we're starting to see the cracks of daylight, they don't remember all of the exact, I don't knows, of the lies they've told. So the new lies come out as revealing. And what we are seeing today is Biden, every time he gets on stage nowadays, we hear the mainstream media saying he lied again. Every time Kamala gets on stage, we hear them saying she lied again. And I could go on and on. Maybe, none of this is a joke.
Maybe that's why they want to control the First Amendment.
Oh, yeah. Thank I really can't put enough emphasis on that, and I think you did that on purpose, bringing it up right now.
Of course I did.
yes, you did. Because to me, that is the most tyrannical, that is the most treasonous, that is the most, I don't know, any one of those words you can imagine thing that is happening to us. It's not things that you may think are more evil. It's not people being allowed to come across the border. It's not terrorists being allowed into the country. It's not drugs being allowed into the country. It's not China buying all the farmland in the country. What's going on in America today? Stephen, let me ask you a question, please, before I go on with this. you are close to my age. You're not as old as I am, but you're close to my age, okay? When have you seen America more screwed up than today?
Well, it hasn't been. I mean, possibly there's been the same amount of corruption for many, many administrations, yeah. But we didn't know about it until the internet came.
The big issue here, and Steve always just throws these little key phrases at me, until the internet came. I would tell you, we would be a whole different planet today. We would be an entirely different planet today, and your freedoms would be something that, if you ever had them, were a faint memory. And that's the truth. It is. If you take a look at everything that's been exposed, what was the last thing you said, Steve?
The internet came.
The internet came. If the internet had not come, all of this would have been over 10 or 15 years ago. The reason it's not over is because we acquired a level of technology that was close. Not up to. Remember what Roger did for a living? I worked the government's technology. So whereas we don't have the same level of technology, our ability to do things, to research things, to find answers, to compare something against something else halfway across the planet was now in our grasp. So as Stephen said, when the internet came, if the internet had not come, this would be a global governed planet at this point. With the internet, we know far too much, and it slows down their plans. It's almost like Trump winning instead of Hillary. If the internet had never been born, or if it had never been given to the population, the planet today would be a totally different place. But since it has, we have the ability to push back. Are we effective? Well, we're not as effective as they are. How do I know that? That's what I did for a living. We're not as effective. But there's a couple, maybe 100,000 of them all across the planet, and there's 8.5 billion of us. Whereas they may have the technological advantage, we definitely have the advantage when it comes to the amount of people, if we get pissed enough, who can step up and say no. So that's where we stand right now, Steve. Where do we go from here? Because this planet today, okay, and I want something from you here. This planet today is in the biggest, I don't know, crap heap I've ever seen it in.
Well, the answer is what I've been saying for 10 years now. 10 and a half years, actually. February of 2013. It's going to come down to the local level. We are going to have to talk to our neighbors, and we're going to have to talk to people we meet at restaurants and stores. I get a lot of good conversations going with the t-shirts that I wear. I had an Alex Jones t-shirt one time. I don't support him anymore, but I did at one time. It was a t-shirt that said 9/11 was an inside job. I wore it into a grocery store, and some woman looked at me kind of weird and gave me that weird look and said, "What is that supposed to mean?" And then I started telling her things, and she had an eye-opening experience after she talked to me.
Well, okay, I got to jump in here because we have one more talking point, okay? And I would like to at least scratch the surface on that. And that is, which is preferable or more doable with respect to getting Joe Bob out of the driver's seat, impeachment or the 25th Amendment? Now, I hate like hell to run over the top of you, but let me get a few things in here, Stephen, because I do want your opinion on this as well. What are the two mechanisms for removing him from office? There's three, obviously, but we won't talk assassination because nobody wants that to happen. But the two that bring him out of office basically alive are impeachment or the 25th Amendment. Which one has the best chances? All right, this is how this goes. with impeachment, if enough people decide this guy is really bad for the country and they go to impeach him, okay, you're going to find that a lot of Democrats will not vote to impeach a Democrat president. And when it gets up to the Senate, you're also going to find out that they have a majority there. So is it going to go anywhere? More than likely not. But if you brought the 25th Amendment in, which says this gentleman is no longer physically or mentally capable of doing the job, then what happens is Kamala comes in as the acting president, not the president, in the case of the 25th Amendment. She gets all of the duties and responsibilities of the president, but she remains as the vice president until a new president is elected. Now, that's the 25th Amendment. Okay, if you force these people, these Democrats in Congress, to vote to impeach Joe Biden, it's going to damage them big time, and they probably won't do it. But if you tell them that they can vote for him if they wish for the 25th Amendment, and people ask them, why did a Democrat pull the 25th Amendment on the president? And all that Democrat has to say is, he's a friend of mine. He's obviously in trouble. I wish him to spend the rest of his life in peace and quiet. And if he stays here, it's probably going to kill him. So no. With what I've just told you, which do you think the Democrats who really want Joe Bob out of there are going to go for? The 25th Amendment or impeachment?
Well, there's also a lot of talk. A lot of them are talking to each other, and they want to graciously ask him to retire and not run again. That's another option that is on the table.
You think Joe Bob's going to do that?
Probably. I hope he doesn't. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hope he runs again from his basement.
From his basement, yeah. And Basement Joe, I got to tell you something, okay? The amount of people who push back even today when you tell them that the 2020 election was so rigged, it's insane. 2,000 mules isn't a joke. It's proof of election fraud. And there's at least a dozen cases all around the country of proof of election fraud. But you still live under the president who fraudulently got elected president. Okay.
Yeah, but
I'm going to tell you something, people. We're coming up on another election here. If you don't do some poll watching, if you don't step up, if you don't let your communities know that's not going to happen in my community, then sit at home, shut the hell up, and go away, because you have nothing to do with making this country better. You know the problem. You'll do nothing to solve it.
You know what so many of these people that are in Arizona and Ohio and Michigan and all of the other states that got stolen the way they got stolen, yeah, they are still looking to repeal the election of a 2020 election. They still want to repeal it.
Yes, I know.
And if it is repealed, I mean, everything that he's done in the last 2.5 years would be null and void.
It's not going to happen. The deep state is not going to let that happen. The global elites are saying, nay, nay, ye of moose breath. Nay, nay. All right. Look, again, I really, really like these type of conversations with you, Stephen, because the reason why I asked and we agreed to do this show together in the first place is because both of us, I think, were looking to do a show, but we didn't want to end up with a moron. Well, I didn't, but I'm sorry you did.
You're not talking about the guy I produced a couple of years back, are you?
I was talking about me.
Oh, okay. I see.
All right. Look, let me wrap this all up real quick, people. Okay. It all boils down to this. The biggest issue today is not the tyranny you think it is. The biggest issue today is us not being able to tell each other what we know. When you censor the word, then what do? You promote the tyranny. The only reason you censor the word is for the promotion of the tyranny or the treason. We are looking at government censorship of our personal media. meaning the Liberty Beacon Project, so on and so forth. We are looking at this happening on a regular basis now. We are looking at a government who no longer respects us as those who run this country, and they work for us. We have been put aside, and the deep state now feels that we are basically their meal ticket. We pay the taxes, and that's about all we've got to say. Stephen, your final words.
Until next time, folks.
You didn't have to think on that too hard, did you?
No, I didn't.
Have a good day.